Good morning. Today is Monday, September 12th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 83, a low of 66, and a 55% chance of rain. In our top story, the Real ID is coming back. But will North Carolina's short-staffed DMV be ready? 21 years ago yesterday, the men who hijacked four airliners on September 11, 2001, carried various state driver's licenses and ID cards. Some of them obtained fraudulently, that made it easier to board the planes. Now the NC Division of Motor Vehicles and other DMVs across the country are preparing for a final push before the federal government begins enforcing new identification standards designed to make ID fraud more difficult. Congress passed the Real ID Act in 2005 after the 9/11 Commission recommended setting national standards for state driver's licenses and IDs. It required states to gather additional documents to verify someone's identity before issuing a card that can be used to board a domestic flight or visit certain federal facilities. The Real ID system took years to put together. As state DMVs developed the procedures and software to collect and safely store sensitive documents. Even then, the NCDMV wasn't prepared for the number of people who showed up in the summer of 2018 seeking a Real ID. Now the Department of Homeland Security says that on May 3, 2023, it will begin requiring people to show a Real ID or other approved identification to board a domestic flight or visit federal facilities that require ID. A standard driver's license will no longer be enough. As that date approaches, interest in the Real ID is expected to rise at a time when the NC Division of Motor Vehicles is short-staffed. Statewide, a third of driver's license examiner jobs are vacant, as the DMV struggles to hire and keep them. In politics, U.S. Representative Ted Budd has agreed to debate his opponent, former NC Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley, as they duke it out to represent North Carolina in the U.S. Senate. Budd, a Republican, has been criticized in recent days by Beasley's campaign for running a quiet campaign heading into the November election and for turning down other debates. On Friday night, Beasley's campaign continued with that criticism after Budd declined a debate hosted by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. But Jonathan Feltz, Budd's campaign advisor, said the congressman already had accepted a debate with different organizers when Beasley's team sent out Friday's statement. Feltz shared emails to show that he sent notice Wednesday to Spectrum News One's managing editor Dale McElrath to confirm Budd would debate Beasley on air on October 5. Feltz said that as debate planning got underway between the two campaigns, they realized October 5 marks Yom Kippur, a Jewish holiday and one of the faith's holiest days. The Budd team agreed to move the debate. As of Friday afternoon, discussions were taking place about whether to do so after sundown on Wednesday, October 5, or hold it on Friday, October 7. In education, several North Carolina colleges and universities ranked among the country's best in the U.S. News & World Report's annual rankings released Monday. Prospective students, parents and school counselors use the rankings as a guide in making college choices. The report evaluates 1,500 colleges and universities on up to 17 measures of academic quality, including graduation rates, student debt, faculty, and instruction. Duke University took the top ranking for North Carolina universities at 10th overall. UNC Chapel Hill is the highest-ranked public university in the state and fifth-highest public university nationwide. UNC Chapel Hill topped Duke in the Best Value category at 15th overall. NC State University ranked 72nd overall and 29th among public universities. But its engineering program outpaced UNC Chapel Hill's, coming in at 33rd among schools with doctorate programs. NCSU's Agricultural Engineering program ranked 6th. The full list of rankings is available on U.S. News & World Report's website. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.